The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. First, a reminder from Woman's Day that the 29th of February is Leap Day. I've heard there's a woman who's going to be celebrating her 100th birthday, which is really only her 25th on Leap Day this year. And March 4th is Marching Music Day, in case you need some time to prepare for that one. From Real Simple, 30 Ways to Love Your Home Even More. Now, this is long, so I'm going to split this into three parts. We're going to do a part of it today, a part of it in next week's episode, and a part of it in the week following's program. So that way we'll still have plenty of time for other material. So we'll begin with number one, restyle a few high-impact spots. Clear off each area completely. Then get to work restocking it with these tips from Dan Mazzarini, a home staging pro in New York City. First, bookshelves. Start with books, of course. Then, working in zones, incorporate other shapely pieces like glassware, candles, plants, and figurines. The key, Mazzarini says, is to vary the height and texture of your items. Coffee table. A tray is your best friend here. Stack a few coffee table books on top. Match the covers to your pillows and throws for a fun, cohesive pop of color, he says. Bring in some decorative elements and add a box to hide all those remotes. For the mantle, place a focal piece like artwork or a mirror in the middle. Next, arrange items on either side of it. Consider a grouping of three candlesticks on one side and an object on the other. Believe it or not, odd numbers can create balance. And your dresser. Center your mirror and be sure to scale up. Bigger is better in this case. From there, it's best to keep things simple and tidy, Mazzarini advises. Arrange a lamp or two. Set out a cluster of trinkets. And you're golden. Number two, decant your toiletries. Put cotton balls, bath salts, swabs, and other miscellaneous supplies in clear apothecary jars. This makes for easier access and a tidier counter that's reminiscent of a spa. Give away 10 items. It's time to declutter. Find at least 10 things to donate and actually drop them off. Read this. Don't leave them in a corner or the trunk of your car for weeks on end. 4. Show window treatments some love. Clean them. Knock them around a bit to shake out the dust, says Haley Weiderbaum, co-founder of Everhem, a custom window treatment company. Then vacuum them on the lowest setting using the upholstery attachment. Try to do this once a season. If there's a stain, spot cleaning with warm water and a rag will be the most effective. For very stubborn stains, use a gentle stain remover, she says. And steam them. If your curtains have been to Wrinkle City and back, use a hand-operated steamer, starting at the top of each panel and working your way down. Don't steam them more than 4 times a year, though. Too much moisture can cause fabric to expand or contract, Weidenbaum warns. In some cases, excessive steam can alter the fabric permanently. Yikes. 5. Change out a lampshade. No shade to your current lamp topper, but you may need a new one. Etsy, Lamps Plus, and Pookie Lighting have lots of options that are sure to shine. And they're showing a green and blue Roya 12-inch lampshade. It's a very beautiful design. $80, though, at pookie.com, P-O-O-K-Y.com. 6. Install, and this is in quotes, surround sound. Don't want to shell out for a pricey sound system? You don't have to. Fake it with Bluetooth speakers, like Apple's HomePod mini speakers. They're only 3.3 inches tall. They're incredibly easy to pair, and they come in a few fun colors. For a cinematic movie night experience, put one speaker on either side of your TV. For party vibes, pair a bunch and place them throughout your home. The HomePod mini speakers are $99 each at Apple.com. 7, revamp your fridge door. You shouldn't have to fight your way through holiday cards and finger paintings just to reach the handle. First, remove everything. Next, put back only the stuff you really love or need. No, to save the dates that have passed, broken magnets, and old shopping list. 8, replace your kitchen runner. Throw down something that checks one of these 3 boxes. 1, machine washable. Plenty of rugs can go into the washing machine these days, but we love Ruggables options because the covers detach from the pads, making them easier to load. Onda Slate Blue Rug is what they're showing, $169 for 2.5 by 7 feet at Ruggable.com, RUGGABLE.com. Wipeable. Food 52 has lots of vintage-inspired vinyl kitchen mats, and House of Noah sells cushy standing mats. Pick one out and just wipe it with a damp cloth after your next messy sauce apocalypse. Or jute or sisal. Though they're harder to clean, natural fiber rugs are durable and won't show foot traffic. Get one with a slight pattern to hide stains. West Elm typically has good picks. 9, upgrade your pet's stuff. There are tons of fetching cat trees and dog beds out there. If yours makes you go woof, shop the possum stuff at Oyoy, Mau Pets, Vetresca, and Leisure. They are showing a rattan dog bed called the Auto Dog Bed, $195 at oyoy.us, O-Y-O-Y.us. And 10, clean your screens. Your screen doors, that is. The easiest way, use a lint roller to grab dust, dirt, and spider webs. And that's as far as we're going to go today. We will continue with numbers 11 through 20 next week. Meanwhile, let's move on to this one from Woman's Day. Sneak in a snooze. You deserve to catch some extra Z's, and we suspect the creators of Public Sleeping Day, February 28th, agree. Here are some standout products that can help you nap more soundly on a plane, a train, or just at home. First, the Blackout Sleep Mask. Manta's sleep masks are designed with eye cups that mold to your face to block light without putting pressure on your eyelids. The Manta Sleep Mask, from $35 at mantasleep.com, MANTASLEEP.com. Wireless earbuds. Need some peace and quiet? Touch and hold an earbud to easily toggle between transparency mode, which lets sound in, and active noise cancellation, which blocks outside noise. It's the Google Pixel Buds Pro, $200 at store, S-T-O-R-E, dot Google, G-O-O-G-L-E, dot com. And an adjustable neck pillow. It keeps your neck and chin supported so your head doesn't fall forward or sideways as you drift off. This is the Bicozy neck pillow, B-C-O-Z-Z-Y neck pillow, $43 at Amazon. From Woman's Day, Into the Blue. When we dug a little deeper into March 1st Dress in Blue Day, we learned that wearing the shade carries special meaning. It turns out to be a way to raise awareness of colon or colorectal cancer and honor and support those who have been affected by the disease. Rock one of our picks and learn more about prevention at ccalliance.org, ccalliance.org. And they show a couple of options here. First, an eye-catching mascara. Maybelline New York Lash Sensational Sky High Mascara in Blue Mist, $13. That's available at Target. They've got a blue dress from Calvin Klein. It's their Cold Shoulder Sheath dress. That's where there's a little bit of a sleeve, but it's not connected right up at the shoulder, so your shoulder sticks out naked. And then a little sleeve below it. This dress, $50 at saksoffift.com, S-A-K-S-O-F-F, the number 5, T-H.com. Elegant earrings, Sir de Lion GeoCube iconic light earrings in blue. $85 though at coeurdeleon.org. That's coeurdeleon.org. They are pretty, but $85. Denim heels. Aerosols Mickey, $99 at aerosols.com. AEROSOLES.com. It looks like a denim kind of a material that's got a peep toe and a cork heel. Very attractive, and a leather buckle around the ankle. And a bold eyeshadow from Revlon, the Color Stay Day to Night Eyeshadow Quad in Gorgeous, $7 at Walmart. From Woman's Day, Force of Nature. To put a fun twist on World Wildlife Day, March 3rd, we rounded up a few of the coolest and funkiest animals around. First, magnificent frigate birds. Breeding males have red throat pouches that they inflate and drum on with their bills to impress females. And the picture they're showing is a frigate bird with his pouch fully inflated. It is absolutely huge. It's way, way bigger than his head by about 10 times. Proboscis monkeys. Males' long noses reportedly help amplify their mating calls. It is a comical-looking nose. Picasso moths. These living works of art are found in parts of India and Southeast Asia. And they do look like they have a painting on their backs or their wings. The basilisk lizards. They're nicknamed Jesus Christ lizards because they can walk, well, run, on water when escaping predators. And echidnas, they're known as spiny anteaters. And female echidnas are among the only mammals in the world that lay eggs. And they do look like a little porcupine. From Woman's Day... It's Yes Day. Happy Leap Day. We've all waited 4 long years for these 24 bonus hours, and we want to be sure you savor every second. That's why we declare February 29th, or any of the other 365 days that suits you, your Yes Day. The only rule, you have to say heck yeah to whatever lights you up and recharges you. And to help you eke out the awesome, we asked psychotherapist Nancy Collier for tips on how to be more present, which you'll find throughout these pages. Joy is often the result of actively choosing to stop, even if just for a moment, and be aware of the small and lovely things in our lives, says Collier. Each person's Yes Day bucket list will look wildly different from anyone else's, but we've put together some fun ideas to get you started. First, live in the moment. Consider making Yes Day tech-free. If that feels too stressful, enjoy one activity like a 10-minute walk without your phone or any other device that might distract you from being in the present. Say yes to starting your day off outside. Even if it's chilly out, basking in the sunlight is one of life's simple pleasures, and as a bonus, exposing yourself to natural light helps keep your circadian rhythm on track for better sleep and a stronger immune system. Say yes to touring the tropics in your own kitchen. Save yourself the long flight and take your taste buds on a tropical vacation via some flavor-packed fresh produce. And they offer 4 options here. Dragon fruit, found in pink and white shades and also called pitaya. This has a delicate melon-like mouthfeel and a mild kiwi flavor. It makes a pretty addition to a fruit salad or a smoothie bowl. Papaya. Peel the sweet orange fruit, then cut it into cubes to feature in salsas or relishes, perfect for dunking tortilla chips into or topping fish. For a peak flavor experience, wait until the fruit is super ripe. Star fruit. Looks just like it sounds. Also known as carambola, this fun-shaped pick has plum notes and can be sliced or chopped with the skin on. Blend it with a coconut water and for a squeeze and a squeeze of lime juice for a refreshing summer slushy. And jackfruit. It starts out huge. It can weigh up to 100 pounds, but you can find it canned and ready to shred. Before it ripens, it has a mild flavor and is a solid vegan substitute for pulled pork whose texture it mimics. From Good Housekeeping, skills games build. Research shows that families who play games together have more open communication and a stronger sense of togetherness, says clinical psychologist Emily Edelin, PhD, author of Autonomy Supportive Parenting. So I'll spell her last name, Edelin, E-D-L-Y-N-N. So, games can also support kids developing a range of skills. These include, there are five, one, self-regulation. Kids get to practice patience, turn-taking, and not melting down if they don't win. Next, rule-following. Games are a great way for kids to get used to following instructions and managing the limits of rules, Edelin says. Three, problem-solving. Winning games may require strategy, logic, and other problem-solving skills. Four, interpersonal skills. Games always include players interacting with one another, so as kids become more socially active, gameplay can supplement becoming more socially skilled, says Edelin. And independence. As tweens and teens get older, games are activities they can do on their own. Or if you're playing in a mixed age group, treating older kids as true competitors shows teens you regard them as able to keep up with adults, Edelin says, which validates their desire to be viewed as independent and mature. From First for Women, a newer magazine, The Secret to Nixing Dryness Overnight. Come winter, every inch of your skin is parched, and our usual moisturizers just aren't cutting it. The simple fix? Layering them overnight to lock in the hydration. Here's how. Chapped lips? Find yourself reapplying lip balm all day to no avail. At night, dab a hyaluronic acid-infused serum like L'Oreal Paris Revivalift Pure Hyaluronic Acid Serum, available in drugstores, onto your lips, then top with lip balm. The acid's humectant properties draw moisture into the lips, and the balm creates a barrier to hold it in, so lips are smooth come morning. Raw, dry hands? You slather your hands with Vaseline, but it rubs off rather than soaking into your skin. Before bed, rub some on, then layer with cotton gloves. The gloves keep the petroleum jelly on, so it hydrates your hands as you sleep. And cracked heels? Being stuffed into heavy socks and boots leaves feet with dry, cracked heel skin. But no moisturizer is enough to seal those thick cracks. Instead, rub a glycolic acid-infused toner, like the ordinary glycolic acid 7% toning solution from Ulta, onto feet before bed. Then apply lotion on top. The acid dissolves dead skin cells to help exfoliate cracks, so moisture can better absorb. Also from First for Women, Kitchen Beauty Staples stars swear by. These ageless A-listers are just like us, as they too rely on items they have on hand to beautify their skin and hair. Here are the easy recipes to gorgeous from head to toe. First, Cindy Crawford's Dullness Nixing Facial Spray. A milky face mist, and it works because milk's lactic acid whisks away dead, dulling facial skin. Add a quarter cup each milk and water to a spray bottle and mist face. Rinse after 10 minutes. Halle Berry's Skin Softening Body Scrub. She credits coffee grounds. That's because the grounds gently exfoliate skin to nix dry patches. Add a teaspoon of coffee grounds to a palm full of body wash. Rub on skin while showering. And Jennifer Lopez's Frizz and Flyaway Tamer, olive oil. Its fatty acids hydrate hair and seal hair's cuticles so strands lie flat. Plus, the oil gives hair a healthy, youthful sheen. Rub one drop of olive oil between your palms and lightly pat onto dry hair. From Woman's Day, citrus roasted salmon. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time is 45, and this serves 8. We need 3 clementines divided, 1 lemon sliced into rounds, 8 sprigs of thyme plus 1 tablespoon thyme leaves, 1 3-pound skin-on salmon fillet, 1.5 tablespoons of honey, 1 tablespoon fennel seeds crushed, and kosher salt and pepper. Heat oven to 425. Slice 1 clementine into rounds. Arrange in center of rimmed baking sheet along with lemon and thyme sprigs. Top with salmon, skin side down. Grate zest from 1 clementine into liquid measuring cup, then squeeze in juice from both remaining clementines to yield about 1/4 cup. Add honey and whisk until dissolved. Brush salmon with half the clementine mixture, then sprinkle with fennel seeds, thyme leaves, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Roast 10 minutes. Brush salmon with remaining juice mixture. Roast until barely opaque throughout, 12 to 15 minutes. And there's a little aside. Salmon is packed with omega-3s, which fight inflammation and may help lower high blood pressure. 2 heart harmers. A side dish to go with, maybe? Horseradish sour cream mashed potatoes. Active time is 15 minutes. Total is 30, and this serves 8 as well. 3 pounds Yukon gold potatoes cut in half. Kosher salt and pepper. 1.5 cups sour cream. 1/4 cup prepared horseradish squeezed of excess moisture. 8 tablespoons or 1 stick unsalted butter cut into pieces, divided. And 4 tablespoons chopped chives, divided. Place potatoes in a large pot, cover with 2 inches of water, and bring to a boil. Add 1/2 tablespoon salt, and simmer until tender, 15 to 18 minutes. Reserve 1/2 cup cooking liquid. Drain and return potatoes to the pot. Meanwhile, in a small bowl, whisk together sour cream, horseradish, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Add 6 tablespoons butter to the potatoes and coarsely mash. Then fold in sour cream mixture and 3 tablespoons chives. Fold in reserved cooking water to thin if necessary. Transfer to a bowl and top with remaining 2 tablespoons butter and 1 tablespoon chives. And if you feel like Italian night, sausage and cheese lasagna. Active time is 20 minutes. Total is 40. This is not the all-day version. Serves 4 to 6. 1 tablespoon olive oil. 1 pound sweet Italian sausage with the casings removed. 2 cloves garlic chopped. 2 cups low-sodium chicken stock. 2 cups marinara sauce. 1 14.5-ounce can of diced tomatoes, drained. 8 ounces of lasagna noodles, broken into large pieces. 2/3 of a cup basil leaves, roughly chopped, plus some more for garnish. 1/3 of a cup ricotta cheese. 4 ounces mozzarella, coarsely grated, about 1 cup. And 2 tablespoons grated parmesan. Heat broiler, heat oil in 12-inch cast iron skillet on medium. Add sausage and cook, breaking up with a spoon until beginning to brown, 4 to 6 minutes. Add garlic and cook, stirring until fragrant, 1 minute. Add chicken stock, marinara, and tomatoes. Nestle pasta pieces in broth mixture and bring to a boil. Reduce heat and simmer uncovered, 4 minutes. Reduce heat and simmer covered 4 minutes, then uncover and continue simmering, stirring occasionally until pasta is tender, 10 to 12 minutes. Remove from heat and fold in basil. Top with ricotta, mozzarella, and parmesan. Broil until golden brown, 2 to 3 minutes. Garnish with basil leaves. From Good Housekeeping, chiles verdes, and I know I'm saying that wrong, but it's for Meatless Monday. Active time is 20 minutes, total is 25. Heat broiler on a large rimmed baking sheet. Heat broiler, I missed the period. On large rimmed baking sheet, toss in 10 ounces tomatillos, which have been husked and halved, a half of a large white onion cut into 1-inch thick wedges, 2 cloves garlic unpeeled, and 2 jalapenos halved and seeded, with 1 tablespoon olive oil and a half teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper. Broil, rotating pan and tossing once until vegetables are tender and charred, 8 to 12 minutes. Discard garlic skins and transfer all vegetables to the blender. Add 2 cups cilantro, 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice, half cup water, and a half teaspoon salt, and puree until smooth, adding 1 cup up to 1 tablespoon more lime juice if desired. Transfer the salsa verde to a large bowl and toss with 6 cups sturdy yellow corn tortilla chips to coat. Divide chips among bowls, spooning any salsa left in the bowl on top. Sprinkle with chopped white onion and cilantro and drizzle with sour cream, thinned with a little water. Top with 4 fried eggs, sprinkle with crumbled cotija cheese, and drizzle with hot sauce if desired. And that serves 4. From Woman's Day, seared steak and pear salad. Active time 15 minutes, total time 20. And this serves 4. We need 1 1/4 pounds boneless beef strip steak trimmed of fat, kosher salt and pepper, 4 tablespoons fresh lime juice, 1 tablespoon fish sauce, 2 teaspoons sugar, 1 small Bartlett pear, 2 scallions thinly sliced, 1 small red chili thinly sliced, 5 ounces mixed greens, 1 cup cilantro leaves, and chopped peanuts for serving. Heat a cast iron skillet on medium high, season steak with a half teaspoon each salt and pepper, and cook to desired doneness 3 to 4 minutes per side for medium rare. Transfer to a cutting board and let rest. Meanwhile, in a large bowl, whisk together lime juice, fish sauce, sugar, and a teaspoon of water. Thinly slice pear and add to dressing along with scallions and chili and toss to combine. Fold in greens and cilantro. Serve steak with salad and sprinkle with chopped peanuts if desired. From First for Women, safe way to display fragile items. The new vases you picked up add a beautiful pop of color to your living room, but you worry they're at risk of getting broken when they're set in a high traffic area. To help keep them safe, place a piece of Velcro on the bottom of each item and the corresponding piece on its resting spot. This will guarantee they don't get knocked over by accident. This works great for breakables you want to display on a wobbly shelf as well. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazines is available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Again, 919-832-5138. Bye now.